Prosecutors in a Charlotte, North Carolina courtroom are trying to show a link between cigarette smuggling and terrorism. They charge that the two brothers on trial were part of a ring that smuggled cigarettes from North Carolina to Michigan, sold them for millions of dollars, and sent the profits to Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group. One of the men is charged under a 5-year-old federal anti-terrorism law. This is the first time the law has been invoked. NPR's Adam Hochberg is in Charlotte reporting on the case. Adam, are these two men charged with any violent terrorist acts or just the smuggling?
Well, no. In fact, law enforcement agencies really have gone out of their way to stress that neither of the defendants were personally involved with any act of violence, nor were they involved with any acts of terrorism in the past or in the future in the United States. The case is really about money. The allegation is that one of the defendants, Mohammed Hamoud, a 28-year-old Lebanese man, helped run an operation that smuggled cigarettes from North Carolina to Michigan, then funneled the illegal profits back to the Middle East, back to Lebanon, where prosecutors say the money was used to fund Hezbollah. Mohammed Hamoud, as you mentioned, is the first person tried under a 1996 law that prohibits donations to groups the government considers terrorist organizations. His older brother, named Chalky Hamoud, is also on trial with him. He faces lesser charges in connection with the smuggling operation. Opening statements were held this morning, and lawyers for the Hamoud brothers started with some confessions. They admitted that their clients were involved with smuggling cigarettes, and they admitted that the brothers are sympathetic to Hezbollah. But they also said that the government would not be able to connect the dots in this case, if you will, because they say the smuggling had nothing to do with raising money for terrorists.
So during those opening statements, how did the prosecutors describe the smuggling operation?
Well, they described it as a really complex operation. They started by apologizing to the jury because they said it's going to be a really complicated case and it's going to be very hard to follow, and they expect that it's going to take them 4 to 6 weeks to lay down this case for the jurors. But basically, the government says that the smuggling started at a wholesale tobacco warehouse in the town of Statesville, North Carolina. It's a place called JR's, and if people have ever driven through North Carolina, they might have seen the billboards for this place all over the freeways. They advertise cheap cigarettes. And the brothers allegedly bought cigarettes by the caseload at JR's. Then they took advantage of North Carolina's low cigarette tax to get a good price and then sell them on the black market in Michigan. And the prosecutors say that the Hamoud brothers were able to make millions of dollars that way and then send it overseas.
Who took the witness stand today?
Testimony started after lunch today, and prosecutors, true to their promise, are starting to very slowly and methodically lay out the chronology of this alleged smuggling operation. And the operation, we should say, dates back to 1995, and the investigation started shortly thereafter. So there's years of chronology here that they need to talk about. The first witness was an FBI agent who had been involved with investigating the case. The second, an INS inspector who talked about the passports and the visas that the Hamoud brothers allegedly used to get into the United States illegally. The lead prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Kenneth Bell, warned the jury that, in his words, he said, this is not a made-for-TV trial, meaning that the testimony will be methodical, sometimes plotting, as he lays out a complicated case.
There are two brothers on trial here, but the prosecutors are charging they were part of this whole smuggling ring. Briefly, where are the other members of the group?
Well, there were originally more than a dozen people. Some of them remain at large. One was arrested in Canada but never extradited. But most of them have already pleaded guilty, and at least one is expected to testify and be the star witness in this trial, a man named Saeed Harb. He's already pleaded guilty to providing material support to terrorists, and in exchange he got a relatively light sentence, and in exchange the U.S. government will help bring his family from Lebanon to the U.S. He'll be a government witness in the trial, and he's a big part of the government's case as they try to prove that the Hamoud brothers were involved with this operation and funneled money to the Middle East.
Thanks very much. NPR's Adam Hochberg in Charlotte, North Carolina.